had to bring this up a few times over the course of the last year at plenary meetings, and the issue that we have is we've had a lot of vegetation that's grown in the arches of the bridge, and it's impeding the flow of water going through it, and I would have a concern that it's going to damage the bridge structurally going forward, and that a simple maintenance now will save us money down the road. And there's been a lot of issues, and it's been reported to me since the last storm that we have had a lot of debris catching in pillars of bridges. So I would be asking if the council would go and carry out maintenance surveys on these bridges to ensure that they are free from any rubbish and debris.
And are you getting positive feedback on this whenever you're raising the issues? Because it's kind of like you said, spending a wee bit now will save down the line, and that's kind of the way we need to be approaching things.
Yeah, well, as I said, like I've raised this over a year ago, and I'm back to it again. So, but I'm hoping now that we will have a positive outcome, and works will be carried out. It's not major work that we're talking about. It's basic maintenance of the structure around the structure. I have been told, you know, that it could be landowner issues, but I would feel that the council needs to take a greater approach on this, as it is a council structure, and if something happens to that structure, that the council is going to end up footing the bill for it.
And it's also a case that if something happens to it, you know, at the end of the day, it's a bridge that cars go over and people travel in and out of.
Yeah, definitely. So, and we have a local establishment there, a public house, and that doesn't fear of being flooded again. It happened in the past, and we wouldn't want to see that happening. So I would encourage the council now and get a plan in place to get this work carried out.